They have judgment.
They have judgment, that's right. Well, the indications are so many, spread all over the Holy Quran. But the time between now and then seems to be so large, so immense, that perhaps by human reckoning, it would not be possible for you to have a correct estimate of that time. But there are indications that the time is very, very far off. Because, for instance, in one place the Holy Quran tells us that the people on the day of resurrection, when they will be brought up again, they will be talking between themselves, judging about the time it has lapsed, time they tarried on earth. And some would say, perhaps a day, and the others would say that less than a day, you know, it will be far thereof. And still, their judgment would not be accurate, and only Allah tells us, He knows how much to carry. Now, if you look back at the past events, the remoter they are, the smaller they appear to you, don't they? So, if the whole lifetime appears to be that small to them, they must have gone very, very far away from that lifetime. And the same phenomenon is true in space as in time. The farther a thing is from you, the smaller it appears. Look at the stars. There are some stars which are as big as the whole planetary system. Yet you can hardly see them with your naked eyes. You have to employ the help of modern telescopes and electronic telescopes and things. Yet, in the volume, in this mass, they are even greater than the whole mass put together of the planetary system. So that is because the distance is too much. So the same principle works in time. So when you're too far away in terms of time, when you look back, the events appear to be very small and, you know, miniature size. So when they would look back at that time, they would think they tarried only for an hour or part thereof. That means it's very far off, a remote hour than they're talking about.